Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started. This is Jill DeWitt for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Stephen and I talk about some sayings and cliches associated with real estate investment. Some are great, some are really silly. I think this will be fun. But before we do, Let's hear a question from a caller.
Hey, if you have a question, please dial 888-735-5045 and leave us your question. And if you're an interesting person, we'll have you on the show.
Sneak that in there.
Here's the question. Jill, Walter from Albuquerque asks, I need cash. Do you want to buy my land? Oh my gosh.
Aww.
I wonder how long that's been sitting there.
That's fantastic. Yes, Walter. No. Actually, that's not always yes, but.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
No, not always. It's got to have one of the four A's.
Oh.
I have to say that.
What are the four A's again?
Okay.
If you're new to this, first of all, where have you been? Second of all.
You got some catching up to do.
Jill and I gauge every price piece of property we buy. Not the financial part, but just whether or not we should buy it by what we call the four A's. It's something I came up with a lot of years ago. Go ahead.
They are, I'll give them to you all. I'll tell you them all and then we'll go back and we'll go through them. They are access, affordability, acreage, and attribute. Okay, so access.
Can you get to it?
Can I get to it?
Without a helicopter.
Exactly. Is there a road? What's the road condition like? You know, that kind of thing. So that's important. You need to know. Affordability.
The cheaper the better when it comes to real estate.
Exactly. It's got to be the right price. Can I afford it? Does the price make sense too, by the way? You know, am I buying it for something where I could try and sell it and still make a good profit?
Not are the payments affordable.
Right.
Is the price affordable?
I'm paying
cash. That's for another show. That's right.
Exactly. Acreage. Bigger the better. You've got more acreage, I'm probably going to have more buyers. So, yep. And last was attribute. Is there something special about
it? My favorite.
Is it just outside of something cool in Southern California? Is it in a pretty mountainous area with lots of trees? Is it by a lake?
Is it close to water? Mountain views? Is it close to the Grand Canyon? Anything that...
Vegas.
All of that.
Sometimes people can drive through if they want to.
Can you build a cabin on it? Are there cabins right next to it?
Is it zoned that I could put a mobile home there? Or I can put a trailer there as long as I want kind of thing. There's lots of things that are
an attribute. You want to make your property look special. When people are out on the internet looking to buy that property, you want to tell them something great about it. And I will tell you, just as an aside, I have never owned a property that it's okay to put a mobile on for longer than a week.
Yeah.
They just fly.
They do.
Mobile properties are great. I don't mean mobile home parks. I just mean like
property that. And what that means is some counties and some areas require that the properties are site built, meaning a foundation and real wall. So there's a lot more money and time and expense and planning that goes into it. You can't just roll up with whatever you have, even a tiny house. It's not site built. So now are there some ways around that now? I don't know. But the majority of what we deal with, that you could have a mobile home or, camp out there for as long as you want is really important.
RVs and stuff.
They love that.
Right.
Cool.
This is a cool show.
I like this. So you put a lot into this, Stephen. I appreciate this. I'm staring at quite a list of cliches. I kind of started to go through and pick out some of my favorites.
How this started is I got accused recently of saying certain stuff over and over again. I don't know if they meant it was by one of our staff. I don't know if they meant I say stuff too often or if I overuse it. So I decided to do a show about it and it came out this way.
I have a cliche that I know that's not actually didn't make the list. So I'll bring it up at the end.
All right. I'm going to bring them up and you say yes or no, or some of them are silly. Some of them I think are really, really important.
See if I agree or not agree?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cash is king.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think that applies to a lot of things. I've heard it most places. I've heard this saying in real, when you're in a bidding situation to buy a house, mm-hmm. which we don't, I mean, we're not single family residential investors at all, SFRs. But it, for a lot of reasons, taking an offer that's the exact same number when it's financed versus just cash, is there's a lot of reasons it's cash. Plus, you just can't get hurt.
Well, for the seller, cash means we know they can afford it. It's not going to fall through.
Right. That's what it
means. And I can close in 2 weeks if I want to. I can close in 10 days if I want to. I mean, depends on what the situation is, but you can usually close a lot faster. I don't have to appeal to a bank. I'm not going to worry that it's not going to appraise for what we want. It doesn't matter. It's cash. Yeah. And for the buyer, you know, I can waive things. I know the roof has issues. I know this has issues. I'm good with that. I'm going to buy it, you know, regardless. I'm paying cash. I don't have to make anybody else happy.
So that's, you know, that's the single family residential version. But I think there's a lot more to it than that. Cash is king because you just can't get hurt. If you're paying the right price for a piece of property, you know, it's not 100% guarantee, but the economy could crash. All kinds of stuff, not just a house, anything, an apartment building. You know, if you pay cash for an apartment building and the economy crashes, you can charge whatever. You can begin to lower your rent, for example, and make sure it stays full.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So much cash is control. Mm-hmm. Let's say it that way.
That's true.
Not king, it's control.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm going to write that down.
That
cash is
very
control.
Good. Yes, it's control. Give me another one.
Location, location, location.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I love this.
It is true.
You know, that's the old thing.
It's kind of old.
Three rules of real estate.
It's kind of been overused.
You have some super new people, you know, that listen to this that are very young. Maybe they've never heard that.
Okay. But
don't
it's
buy into it
true.
Like the whole thing, but just
location. Don't overspend. Location.
It's another way of saying our attribute. You know, mm-hmm. the four A's, it's an attribute thing.
Don't let someone trick you into something because they're telling you it's the greatest location too. You need to, you know, confirm that. This is what's coming in across the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be careful
right?
of that.
Confirm that.
Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. I'll let you answer that.
That's dumb.
That's an excuse for paying too much.
Isn't it dumb?
That's an excuse
right?
for negotiating a bad deal. Joe, you and I are on the same page a lot of that stuff.
That's really dumb. All right. I got one. Can I bring it?
Yeah.
Buy land. They're not making it anymore. What do you think about that one?
You go first. This cracks
me up.
Well,
actually, they are. We talked about that in another podcast, but that's a whole side thing.
We did a whole show on this.
We did.
I mean, a whole weekly call with our pro members, and we were all laughing about it.
We did.
They are making more real estate, and here's how. It's called subdividing.
Yep.
So are they making more land in Manhattan? Yes.
Yeah.
They're building up.
That's true.
They're buying air rights.
Do you know what they're doing too? Well, not only that, how about that? It used to be the newspaper, whatever, plant. Not now. Now it's all a multi-unit apartment complex and they're selling them. They probably have all different APNs, assessors, parcel mm-hmm. numbers. That sounds like making more land to me.
Whoever came up with that saying, actually, it says right here who came up with it. It was a writer, Mark Twain. Was talking about farms and agriculture. And that's the only place where that applies, in my opinion. Any other use besides agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and I would even now argue because the way crops are done so efficiently through photosynthesis, and I don't want to get into it, but, mm-hmm. you know, synthetic photosynthesis is 100% efficient. I'm sorry, Jill.
What are you talking about?
I knew I was going to get busted for that.
What is this?
Jill
I'm waiting for a Walter White quote, and you come up with photosynthesis?
Jill called me a brainiac at lunch today. Hey, brainiac.
Exactly.
Is that a compliment or not?
Depends
no,
on
No, it wasn't. That means no. That's Jill's way of saying no.
It's like, what are you talking about? Seriously.
You can grow you can grow stuff indoors on a huge scale.
I saw The Martian. I know this.
Oh, my get you. If you find yourself in a relationship with somebody from Southern California, call me. A lot of advice.
Thanks a lot.
You're in for the ride of your life, but you better have a lot of conversation with yourself.
What?
You're going to have to.
That sounds like a cliche.
Self-educate, believe me.
Okay.
All right, back to the thing.
Okay. How about some of these are painful. Yeah. I mean, it really is. Okay, give me another one.
All right. So if we move on, there's a bunch of quotes in here that I threw in here for fun that Warren Buffett says about investment.
Oh, is that where that came from? Okay, got it.
Here's one of my favorite Warren Buffett quotes.
Okay.
The biggest mistakes I've made financially in my life were when I had a pocket full of cash. And I absolutely agree
True.
With that. Yeah. You tend to scrutinize stuff when you're only, if you have a $5,000 a month budget to buy land, you tend to really spend it wisely. Really. But if you have a $500 million budget, like somebody I know, I'm exaggerating. Actually, I'm referring to myself.
Bajillion?
Yeah, if you have a bajillion dollars, you tend to maybe not look at stuff as closely. And I'm very guilty of that. Jill, mm-hmm. You're not.
Actually. I'm not. I scrutinize.
You really do.
So
maybe it's that. That might be a man woman.
You know why? I'm going for the spread. I'm all about that. I want to make sure I buy it right, and I'm not gonna lose. So what's another? So these are all Warren Buffett ones.
Here's another Warren Buffett one. I love it.
Okay.
I'll tell you how to become rich. Close the doors and be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. That makes a lot of sense.
I like that.
Here's another one that's my favorite, actually. One of my favorites, Warren Buffett quotes. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
In our world, it comes from not knowing where you're going to buy the where you're going to sell the property before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Can I jump on here? This one sang to me, because this is really good. This is how I operate. Never count on making a good sale. Have the purchase price be so attractive that even a mediocre sale gives good results. Huh. Gee, that kind of sounds like us, doesn't
it?
You win when you buy it.
Yeah.
Period. That's what it is. So that's what that saying is to me. You know, don't count on the sale. That's not going to save you. If you buy it right, you're going to do just fine.
I'm paraphrasing. Here's another one. Everything's got to work on paper first before it works in reality. That's true in everything, man. In engineering, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. So you can't. Jill and I differ a little on this. I research everything. I research what kind of paper towels to buy. It's really kind of sad.
You do.
It has to all work in a big, huge system for me before it ever. And real estate's no different.
Mm-hmm.
You got another one? A good one?
It's interesting. It's a little bit longer one, he says. He says the most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect. You need a temperament that neither derives great pleasure from being with the crowd or against the crowd, which it shows that they put the translation as
beat your own drummer.
Yeah, don't worry what the masses are doing. And, you know, I agree with that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, completely. Okay. I mean, you're almost always, if you go against the crowd, you're almost always right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put the variables resources. So when everybody's filing bankruptcy like they did in 2000 and whatever it was, 9 or 11 or I don't remember, you know, and you had a ton of pile of cash saved up like we did, mm-hmm. you know, buy a ton of assets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's completely going against the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, here's a good one. I don't know if you read this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number 10 there. A public opinion poll is no substitute for thought.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, that's a good one.
It's kind of what we just said.
Did we say that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, decide what works for you.
Right.
You know, education is supposed to, somebody told me this a long time ago. You're not supposed to get all A's. Education is really.
Everybody's, wait, but that's the only way.
Education is supposed to, you're supposed to find out through an education process what you're interested in. If you're really good at math, then you get A's in math. if maybe you're not as good at English.
Right.
Maybe you like shop. That's your thing. That's maybe what that's so. For.
It's true. Get a good feel for all kinds of different things. So
right.
I agree.
I like this balance sheet one. It's a little bit technical, but what the hell, I'm a brainiac. We reject interesting opportunities rather than over-leveraging our balance sheet. And what that's saying is, it's a different version of what we just said. Is this boring as hell?
No, it's all good. Just kidding. No, it's interesting.
Kidding.
No, I'm
just kidding. No, it's not. It's boring as hell.
Well, it's getting a little dry. How about some of our own cliches?
Okay.
Because I've got one.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of my cliches is, which I think is funny, it's the drive to you qualify. Because I do that. Like that.
I love that. Explain it.
Because you have a limited budget and you want to be at the beach and you can't afford the beach. You just keep driving until you can't afford it. And that's where you were going to live. So.
That's true with some of our dirt too.
You know, that's true. You're right. Some of the can't afford this. You want 40 acres. Mm-hmm. You can't afford 40 acres here, but you can afford 40 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Same thing. What's one of your favorite cliches? Like even around the office, this is more fun. Let's say some of our stuff.
Let me think. I don't know.
Can't think
I'm drawing a blank. We should have
asked our
better.
Staff.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what those guys were saying that I say all the time that cracks them up. I have a tendency to say stuff from the 50s like lickety split.
No, and, no.
And I think it annoys the hell out of certain people. I really do. Maybe you're one of them.
Oh, sure I have my own. I am sure I have my own. So
Johnny on the spot. That's what this came from.
Oh,
Johnny
on the spot.
I said, I need you to be Johnny on the spot on this thing today. And he just looked at me like.
Did he get it?
No, maybe not.
Oh. That might have been part of the problem.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I talk about your all-important real estate investment in life. I don't think I said that right.
You did just fine.
Some of those are funny. Some of them aren't.
They are. I was looking at your list, and it was funny because I could tell they went from real estate cliches to business cliches. And I went, I wonder how the list changed.
It got this brainy.
Was. Yeah, and you pulled in Bill Gates because you love Bill Gates.
Oh, Warren Buffett. Yeah,
Warren Buffett. Okay, that too.
Case Southern California.
Warren Buffett. Hey, both are cool.
Right.
I think it's great. No, that was good to talk about. Because there's a lot
Here's one.
Talking about these cliches. I hope they're meant to be a reminder of a.
It's just all common sense.
Yeah, and just reminding you, duh.
Yeah, duh. You know? Exactly.
That's it.
There's I used to have cliche. A plaque on my desk. I'm gonna get another one because I'm saying it all the time now. Good acquisitions solve all problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody asked me a month ago, it doesn't matter, recently, it's been asked several times over the years, why don't you guys talk about sales? Right. All you ever do is talk about acquisitions.
We
should do a whole show on this, actually.
We should do a whole show on this.
Because we just don't have any problems selling property, ever.
It's true.
Ever, right? Not even during the worst downturn. Not ever have we had problems selling property.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any problems, but if we did, it would be because we didn't do a good acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this land for sale all over the, you know, have you ever noticed how much land is for sale? Like if you ever go in the MLS, there's way more land for sale than houses or any other type of real estate. And it's because it's all priced, not priced right.
Right.
You should price real estate. This irks most agents, you know.
Yes.
It irks agents because, and they end up saying, oh, here's a good cliche. You're not a real seller.
Oh.
And they're right.
Oh.
And you know, it's not often
that's
that
kinda
I.
That's kind of not I nice.
Say, it's not often that I really side with an agent, but I hard and fast side with that. If someone says, oh, yeah, I want to sell my house for $180,000 in a $120,000 neighborhood, you know, that it's not really for sale.
You're right.
They're not a real seller. They're just they're wasting everybody's time.
You're right. That was a little rough to hear at first, but you're 100% right.
Why was it? Oh,
it was a little bit offensive. No, I'm putting myself in the seller's shoes. You're not a real seller. They're guilting them or making them feel like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the other way. But no, the way you explained it is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're right. You can't.
I mean, you talk to a lot of people like that. You talk to a million sellers a day.
You know, I do. I never say that. I can tell you that much. No, but I do. I do. They think it's priceless. You know what's funny? They come in with this $10,000 price tag in their head because they think that based, I don't know what it is, just it's a feeling that they have. That's it.
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling that they have.
Maybe they need 10 grand. That's what I think.
Maybe they need 10 grand. Or maybe they were told years ago, mm-hmm. grandpa bought it for 500. It's going to be worth 10,000. Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah.
That was just a guess, random, whatever. But in their head, they
think. It was in their
birthday
card with the deed they got.
Right. When they were five and now they're 50. So, and it didn't pan out. So,
Sonny, this is like giving you $10,000.
I have to, right? No, I have to kind of reel them in. And sometimes I'll even show them, here's some numbers. Here's why. And no, they didn't build that airport there. I'm very sorry. So didn't happen.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I wrapped that up by saying, yeah, you're not a real seller. Click. That's why I fired myself from that job a long time
that's
ago.
That's why Steven doesn't get to talk to the customers anymore.
Now, on that perfect note, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.